White House boasts about transgender activism on Transgender Day of Visibility. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on April 1, 2022. President Joe Biden's White House boasted about its transgender activism, including filing amicus briefs and statements of interest in four different lawsuits on Transgender Day of Visibility. The White House wrote, "Today, the administration once again condemns the proliferation of dangerous anti-transgender legislative attacks that have been introduced and passed in state legislatures around the country. The evidence is clear that these types of bills stigmatize and worsen the well-being and mental health of transgender kids, and they put loving and supportive families across the country at risk of discrimination and harassment." Biden touted the U.S. Department of Justice's DOJ involvement in four different lawsuits involving transgender children. First, the White House noted its involvement in Brandt v. Rutledge, a case challenging an Arkansas law that would prevent health care providers from giving children under 18 gender-affirming health care. Second, the White House highlighted the DOJ's participation in BPJ v. West Virginia State Board of Education, a lawsuit seeking to overturn West Virginia's ban on transgender athletes participating in women's sports. The United States has a significant interest in ensuring that all students, including students who are transgender, can participate in an educational environment free of unlawful discrimination, the DOJ wrote in its statement of interest. Third, the White House applauded the DOJ's involvement in Corbett v. Taylor, where the DOJ filed an amicus curiae brief. This lawsuit challenged an Alabama law that allows transgender citizens to change their gender marker on a driver's license only if they have had gender transitioning surgery. The DOJ argued that Alabama law violated the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause because it singles out transgender persons for differential treatment and causes them affirmative harm. Finally, the White House noted the DOJ's amicus brief filed in Adams v. School Board of St. Johns County, which involved a Florida school preventing a transgender child from using the boys' restroom. The DOJ argued that the school's policy violated Title IX and the Equal Protection Clause. The DOJ ignored potential privacy issues stemming from a girl using the boys' restroom because if the school board were to find any student, transgender or cisgender, behaving inappropriately in a restroom, the school can and should address such behavior. In addition to highlighting the transgender activism Biden's DOJ is doing in the judiciary, Biden also announced a slew of actions to support the mental health of transgender children, among other things. "Transgender people are some of the bravest people in our nation. But nobody should have to be brave just to be themselves," the White House wrote in its announcement. Some of the moves include the State Department and Department of Homeland Security changing the travel process to accommodate transgender and non-binary individuals. Starting in April, U.S. citizens will be allowed to make X on their passport applications, as opposed to male or female. The Biden administration will also allow individuals to receive Social Security to update their gender information with the Social Security Administration without providing a doctor's note as proof of identity. Additionally, the White House will use taxpayer dollars to study the impact gender-affirming healthcare has on children's mental health. The cases are Brandt v. Rutledge, number 4:21CV00450JM in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Arkansas, BPJ v. West Virginia State Board of Education, number 2:21CV00316 in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of West Virginia, Corbett v. Taylor, number 2:18CV91MHT in the U.S. District Court for the Middle District of Alabama, Northern Division, and Adams v. School Board of St. Johns County, number 18:13592 in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit.